We'll give you the starting lineups for this basketball game as we wind down our School City of Mishawaka pregame show. School City of Mishawaka, growing leaders in a culture of excellence, the Mishawaka way. First for Marion, a 5'9 freshman averaging 14.1 points a game, Deglin Sullivan, a 6'2 senior averaging 16.3 a game, Jerry Bracey, a 6'3 junior averaging 4.7 a game, Mitchell Minting, a 6'4 sophomore averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds a game, Kaleo Kakalia, and a 6'1 senior averaging 5.4 points per game, Michael Bauman. Marion is coached by Rob Berger in his 13th season at Marion, 22nd overall. They are 5-2, 2-1 in the NIC. For the Mishawaka Cavemen, here's the starting lineup. A 6'1 senior averaging 4.7 points per game, Raheem Brayton. A 6'1 senior averaging 6.7 points per game, a transfer from Marion High School, Latrell Franklin. A 6'2 junior averaging 17.4 points per game, Trent Johnson. A 6-foot freshman averaging 4.3 points per game, Maddox Yohi. And a 6'4 senior averaging 5.3 points a game, Alex Mogg. Ryan Heklinski, the head coach of the Cavemen, 5-4 overall, 1-2 in the NIC. He has 399 career wins, picked it up last night in the victory against South Bend Career Academy. This will be his first crack at career win number 400. If he does so, he will be the third current active coach in the NIC with 400 wins. Al Rhodes at Penn with 623. And at St. Joseph with 439. Trent Johnson along with Kakalia to center court to jump it up. They shake hands. The official, we will wait for him to bring the ball to center court as the Mishawaka student section overflows. The tip will be controlled by the Cavemen. They'll move from right to left as we see it here in the first half. Raheem Brayton passes over to Yohi in the starting lineup for the second consecutive night, as is Alex Boggs, who sets a screen for Yohi. In the middle it goes to Johnson. Yohi on the left wing, just underway in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Johnson on the right, pulls up from 17, has it blocked. It will be rebounded by Kakalia. Z saves it in, back at the other end. Minting with the easy layup, 2-0 Marion.
Yeah, quick transition there for Marion off the rebound, finding a streaking Minting for the easy layup.
Brayton in backcourt, passes back behind him to Yohi, who jumps to front court and then throws it away as Minting gets the steal. Bauman brings it up. Bracey with the basketball, gives it up. Deglin Sullivan. Sullivan, the freshman, bounces it down to the baseline, gets it back. 2-0 Marion leads. A screen from Kakalia. Over to the left, Bauman. Bauman swinging it back around as Kakalia holds it up over his head. Bracey with the basketball in the lane. An offensive foul coming against Marion and Kaleo Kakalia.
Yeah, and that was almost an incidental contact situation. It looked to me like Yohi was kind of moving around. He just kind of ran into Kakalia and fell over.
In front court, Brayton dribbles into a double team. Yohi with the basketball. Left wing, the Marion transfer, Latrell Franklin. His brother Kyrell plays for Marion. We haven't seen him yet. Just underway, a minute and a half into the Kevin Punts of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Crossover, Brayton into the lane, cut off by the Tyler Kakalia, outside to Franklin, who hands it off to Trent Johnson. Johnson, Mishawaka's leading scorer at 17.4 per game, had a season low 10 last night in the win over South Bend Career Academy, but he got to sit most of the fourth quarter.
I was going to say, I have a feeling that's because of the minutes were a little down.
Yep. 12 players scored. A lot of guys hit their season highs last night. Yohi pivoting. Left wing Johnson back to Yohi between the circles. Shakes off. Gets through the lane. A turnover, though. Up court it goes to Sullivan. Now Bracey down on the left. Surrounded by Mishawaka defenders. And Yohi with a steal. He will slow it up as he weaves through traffic. 2-0, Marion leads. 5:37 on the clock in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Bounce pass nearly bounced away. Brayton tracks it down, though.
Well, I think Maddox Yohe is going to find a seat here in a second. Just a couple of mental errors by the freshman. It's a big game for him, and I think he's going to sit down.
Boggs dribbles once in the lane, takes it up and lays it in. He scored a season-high 11 last night, and he gets Mishawaka on the board. Tied at 2. Bracey for Marion with the basketball. Bracey off to the right wing between his legs. Passes down Sullivan in the corner. Holds it up. Sullivan with the left hand. Curls into the lane. Kicks it out. And Bracey in the left corner. A screen from Kakalea. Bracey goes baseline instead. He steps on the baseline. And the Knights turn it over.
Yeah, good defense there by Mishawaka to force the step out of bounds on the baseline. Very, very impressive so far defensively for Mishawaka.
2-2 the score. 4:54 to play in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Donovan Snyder in as Raheem Brayton sits down. Some pressure by the Knights defense. Trent Johnson passes over left wing to Snyder. In the lane, Franklin dribbles once, goes up and draws a foul.
Tell you what, he threaded the needle with that pass, did Snyder to find Franklin. I didn't think there was any way that that ball was going to get into the lane, but somehow it found its way to Franklin. He goes up strong and draws a foul.
It'll be Michael Bachman. That's his first. Latrell Franklin to the foul line. A 70% free throw shooter, 17 out of 24. Spins up the first off the back iron. Scored 10 points, pulled down 5 rebounds in last night's victory over South Bend Career Academy. Franklin trying to give Mishawaka its first lead. Sinks the free throw, and it's 3-2, the Cavemen on top.
A freshman on freshman here at the top of the key. Sullivan and Yohe.
Over on the left wing, Sullivan blows past Yohe all the way down. The driving layup good.
That was a pretty nice move there. It's kind of a little bit of a hesitation. And then a drive with his left right down the baseline.
4-3, Marion goes on top with 4:08 to play in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. And a charge is going to be called on Alex Boggs as he lowered his shoulder into the midsection of Kaleo Kakalea.
Yeah, I didn't feel like Kakalea had position there. He was moving his feet. But anytime you drop that shoulder, even just a little bit, even protection of yourself, which I think that's what that was, they're going to call offensive foul.
Sullivan passes off to Menting. Back to Sullivan once again. Bracey on the left wing as Kakalea sets a screen up high. On the left, Sullivan dribbling right hand out on the wing as Menting looks to set up a pick for him. Right wing, Bauman nearly shuffled his feet. Bracey with it, almost stripped by Franklin. Bracey, left hand, passes outside. Sullivan on the wing with 3.5 to play in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Bauman tries a three from the right wing, won't go. Rebound out to Alex Boggs. 4-3, Marion leads. Johnson has the ball stripped away from him, and Mishawaka turns it over.
Yeah, usually Trent Johnson's real good on the break like that, but he tried to split two defenders and just wasn't able to do it.
Outside, Menting down to the left, Sullivan. Outside, Bauman. 3 to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. It's 4-3, Mishawaka on top. Bracey on the right with the left hand. Over it goes to Sullivan. They pound the floor with that basketball and move the ball around, out around the perimeter. Bracey drives, down to the corner it goes. Bauman, left wing, 3, good.
Hey, give Bauman enough opportunities. He's going to knock that down. It was a quick ball movement around the horn by Marion, and Bauman was wide open.
7-3 is the Marion advantage. Yohe over to Snyder. Free throw line to Johnson. Dribbles once, pivots, and passes back outside of the right wing to Yohe. 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Mishawaka trails Marion by 4 as the Knights employ a 2-3 zone. Some penetration, pull-up jumper, and Yohe's going to be fouled. Well, I'll tell you what, Demetrius Jackson was at the Marion-Goshen game the other night. Did you see his tweet about
shot
clock?
Yeah, I sure did.
I mean, I don't think what we're seeing right now has anything to do with shot clocks. There's just not a lot of scoring so far.
Well, it's good defense, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that you know, looking at the final score that Marion had, I could see maybe where he was coming from. Not a lot of offense in this particular game.
33-30 as Yohi sinks the free throw. Kyrell Franklin will come in for Kakalia. Kyrell, 6'4 junior, averaging 4.3 points per game. The younger brother of Mishawaka senior Latrell Franklin, who transferred over from Marion this summer. Yohi makes both free throws, and it's a two-point game. 7-5, Marion on top of Mishawaka. Bracey with it for Marion, guarded by Trent Johnson, who transferred from Clay last year. Franklin for Marion to Bauman in the weave up top. Sullivan to Bracey, and down to the left corner it goes to Kyrell Franklin, guarded by Donovan Snyder. Pass inside, shot out of bounds. It'll be touched by a caveman. Nick Hoopengarner also in the game for Mishawaka, as is Caleb Williams. Williams scored a season high and a career high 17 last night. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. That call was much the chagrin of Coach Oklinski. He was really fighting hard for that to be his ball.
Inside and outside, and Sullivan cues a three off the back iron. It shoots high in the air, out of bounds, and back to the cavemen with a minute 39 to play in the first quarter. Caveman ball.
Sullivan got a little greedy there on that three. He was pretty deep for that three-pointer, but he was wide open, so he figured, why not pull the trigger?
Now a minute and a half to play in the Kevin Putz, the first Midwest Mortgage first quarter, and Mishawaka turns it over. Long outlet goes sailing out of bounds as a police officer picks up the loose ball.
Well, and saved the life of somebody in a wheelchair over there.
You're right.
No, I'm kidding, obviously, but that's a pretty dangerous spot.
That was coming at her. She looks like she was not ready for that.
That's a pretty dangerous spot to be hanging out there under the basket.
It is. Keith Kinder, the Mishawaka head coach, with one of his kids hanging out on the other side down there.
Well, and he's here with his brand new baby. He was holding the baby during the national anthem.
His son Cam had a birthday last night, I saw. Or not last night, but yesterday. Missed shot by Caleb Williams, and the rebound to Kyrell Franklin for Marion. 7-5, the Knights lead, under a minute to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Inside a layup, Kyrell Franklin gives Marion a 9-5 advantage. Mishawaka student section decked out in a variety of jerseys. Raquel Kynes in the game for Mishawaka. He scored 6 last night. Now another caveman turnover. Kyrell Franklin to Bracey. The layup is good.
Yeah, 3-on-1 there. Not much that Donovan Snyder could do as the lone defender on that break. And Marion does a good job of scoring the basketball.
Bounce pass. Kynes down on the left corner, coming down the baseline. The cavemen trailing by 6. Right wing, Johnson decides on a guarded 3. Off the back iron, Hoopengarner up high for the rebound, and his putback is good.
So, in other words, that was just a long pass to Hoopengarner, and he was able to put it in with a rebound and a score.
2 seconds to go in the first quarter. Up top, 3 by Minting, good before the buzzer. From the top of the key, Mitchell Minting gets the momentum back for Marion, and they'll lead 14-7 at the end of one. The first quarter presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Marion leads Mishawaka 14-7. Back in 1 minute with second quarter action on WSBT. Second quarter begins. Marion will have the basketball, leading Mishawaka 14-7 here at the Cave. Inbound, Trent Johnson back there pressuring it. Nearly came up with a steal, but Bracey saves it for the Knights. Bracey off to the left, gives it up. Kyrell Franklin, left corner. Bauman with it, deflected pass out to Minting. Minting averages just 4.7 a game. He had 5 in the first quarter after that 3 that ended the quarter. Kyrell Franklin called for steps.
Yeah, you know, and it got him in trouble was, you know, he was going to drive to the basket, but he did a little pass fake, and so he wasn't able to get the ball on the ground quite as quickly as he may have wanted to, and his, he took that extra step. So good call by the official.
Darian Thornton, 6'3". I've got both freshman and sophomore listed on my roster.
Well,
it can't be both. He is a freshman.
He is a long freshman.
The freshman sophomore. In the left corner, Yohe, Mishawaka down by 7. Latrell Franklin loses it. And his brother Kyrell picks up the loose ball for Marion. At the other end, spinning layup, Jerry Bracey. He has 4, and it's 16-7 Marion.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it in the break, Sean. Mishawaka just has to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. You know, same in any sport. You want to take care of the ball. You don't want turnovers. And just some loose possessions here by the Cavemen early on.
Donovan Snyder is that. Zone remains active. Traveling called on Hoopengarner after he stopped his dribble. And too many times what we're seeing from Mishawaka is they'll bring it up court, just stop their dribble and not really know what they're going to do next, and there's nobody there to help them out either.
Yep, I completely agree. And that what that does is that allows the defense to collapse on the ball and just make matters even worse for Mishawaka.
16-7, Marion leads, 6:40 to play in the first half. Thornton up top. Bracey drives, kicks it out, and called for an offensive foul in the lane.
Wow. That's a tough call if you're a Marion fan, because it looked like he got bumped by Trent Johnson early on in the drive, but good positioning by Snyder forces the official to call a charge.
16-7, Marion on top, Alex Boggs back in, Hoopengarner sits down. Yohe races to front court, stops his dribble, defense gets up on him. Donovan Snyder now bounces it. It goes off Bracey and out of bounds into the Knights bench. That's where Snyder will inbound. Into backcourt it goes to Latrell Franklin. And his brother Kyrell guards him momentarily. Marion rather extending that zone defense. Yohe is going to be fouled out in front of the far sideline. Deglin Sullivan, the freshman. So far, Mishawaka has not responded well. I mean, we've kind of referenced it, but they haven't responded well to the zone at all. They just look like they don't know where they want to go at all.
Yeah, and it's a trapping zone, so that they're fast and they're athletic and they're getting out on the ball, which means somebody's open, Sean.
Yohe trying to force up a shot, has it stripped by Kyrell Franklin, who drives all the way. He switches right to left hand for the layup, and it's 18-7 Marion.
They're going to have to take better care of the basketball, because it seems like every time Mishawaka turns it over, Marion capitalizes with points, and this thing can get out of hand quickly.
Yohe again has it punched away from him. Sullivan with it. He'll lay it in for the right hand. It's a layup line right now for Marion. They lead 18-7, and Ron Heklinski has seen all he wants to see. It's going to be a full timeout. 5:26 to go in the first half. Mishawaka trails Marion by 11. We'll take a full one-minute timeout on WSBT. 26 to play in the first half. Vince Dario, Sean Steyer's back at the Cave at Mishawaka. The Marion girls won earlier tonight. The Marion boys leading 20-7. I think they were late getting a basket up there on the board, weren't they?
Yes, yeah, it's 20-7.
Trent Johnson stops his dribble, has it knocked away from him and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cavemen, but once again, the Mishawaka player pulling up his dribble and swarmed by the Marion defense.
Yeah, they're just playing loose with the basketball right now, and they just need to take care of it a little bit better, just have better offensive possessions, because all their offensive possessions are turning into points for Marion.
Brayton Snyder, ball fake, pulls up, left elbow, swish on the jump shot.
There we go. Little offensive action there for Mishawaka. Nice little ball fake by Snyder, and able to hit the jumper.
Breaks a long drought, and here's a steal by Latrell Franklin. three on three. Franklin all the way with a left hand and a basket and a foul.
Yeah, that was a great move by Franklin right at the rim because he kind of did a little up and under and was able to put his body between himself and the defender and was able to get the basket and the foul.
Darian Thornton picks it up, sends Latrell Franklin to the line. After Mishawaka had been in an extended drought, Franklin has a chance to make this a five-point burst. He hits the free throw and has 4 points after his 10 last night in the win over Career Academy. 20-12 now. Mishawaka back within eight. 4:37 to play in the first half. A spin by Sullivan. Off to Kyrell Franklin. Gives it up. Gets it back on the baseline. Outside it goes Bauman deep on the left wing. Bauman to Sullivan, the freshman. His older siblings played at St. Joe.
Oh, I was going to ask you that.
Yep.
I was going to see that. Wow.
And his dad is an assistant on this staff, Sean Sullivan, and so that's where he is playing now. The lay-in is good by Jerry Bracey, and he's going to be fouled as well, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. Donovan Snyder picks up his first foul. And so apparently they're two more younger than him, and they're going to
How many Sullivans are there?
Yeah, they're going to end up playing at Marion.
Good Catholic family.
And I believe he has a sister who is still playing at St. Joe.
She is,
right
yeah.
Now.
Yep.
Bracey misses the free throw, but Kyrell Franklin, Latrell's brother, with the rebound for the Knights. 22-12, Marion leads. Bauman in the right corner. Passes out to Bracey on the wing between his legs. Decides to attack. Down to the left corner, Kyrell Franklin drives out of bounds on the baseline.
And this is the second time we've seen that call. That the Mishawaka defense able to push the offensive player from Marion right along the edge. And there it is. Oh, we're going to have a stoppage in play here because there's a little bit of moisture on the floor. They look over at Dave Troyer like, hey, you got a towel. And Dave's like, not on me, so I guess I'll look for one. Of course, Dave Troyer, former head basketball coach at Marion.
All right.
And he is the, I believe he's still the assistant principal here at Mishawaka.
Good call.
He was my gym teacher, Sean.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He was my PE teacher, so I guess you could call him my career inspiration.
Or something like that.
Yeah, well, you know. And we're ready for play.
They get it wiped up, and I just noticed the man, the myth, Trayshawn Jeffries, sitting down there in his sweats.
There you go.
Mishawaka alum. Watching the game. See him every now and then. Johnson, no-look pass inside. Box puts it up. Air ball. Rebound, Mishawaka. Brayton has it stripped. Franklin gets it. He puts it up. Brayton gets it back. Brayton pulls it outside. Stopson passes over on the left side to Donovan Snyder. Trent Johnson with it. Johnson scoreless here in the first half. Mishawaka down by 10. Donovan Snyder decides to pull up for a three at the top of the key. Won't go. Knocked out of bounds on the rebound and over to Marion. I think if we had instant replay, it would be Mishawaka basketball.
I tend to agree with you on that one.
It looked like Kyrell Franklin was the one who got up above everybody and knocked that out of bounds.
And that is why he is 90 feet away from the official right now.
That's right.
Because he knows
I'm going the
one.
Other way. You can't change your mind if I'm down here. 3:07 to play in the first half. Marion with a basketball on top by 10. Right corner, Kyrell Bracey. Sullivan with it to Bauman as they weave it up top. And wow, was that not a carry up on
wow.
his shoulder?
He ran about three steps with it on his shoulder.
Sullivan into the lane in a big collision. Now Mishawaka with numbers. Now they don't. Here comes Donovan Snyder, though. Flips it up there. Trying to draw a foul, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay with Mishawaka. Rob Berger saying, how is that?
I mean,
their basketball, because it came down on Donovan Snyder's leg out of bounds.
I got to say, I agree with them. I mean, it landed on Donovan Snyder while he was sitting out of bounds. I mean, you can say that it should have been a foul. You can say a lot of things. But the bottom line is the ball hit Snyder as he was sitting out of bounds.
Two officials conferring down there, and they are going to change their mind.
Man, I think that's the right call.
Yep.
As much as I want it to be Mishawaka's ball, it's just unfortunate. Snyder hit the deck pretty hard, and all of a sudden the ball's in his lap.
Ron Heklinski saying, how are you going to overturn that? How are you going to change your mind when you weren't there? Something like that.
My favorite when I talk to officials, I'm like, yeah, you made the right call, but why did you make it?
Right.
Why? Why?
Exactly. 22 to 12. Rob Berger, who, of course, coached at Mishawaka from 2001 through 2008, had back-to-back big seasons in 05 and 06, 37 wins between those 2 years here at Mishawaka.
Yowzers. Oh, too many steps.
Yep, traveling on Marion. And those were the last two really big years in terms of total wins for Mishawaka basketball. Mishawaka down by 10. Trent Johnson with it and up for the volleyball spike. Carell Franklin. Franklin trying to scoop it up there. Wouldn't go. He said Donovan Snyder fouled him. The official didn't see it that way. Here's Trent Johnson around Bauman. It won't go, and Carell Franklin up for the rebound. Bracey now pushing it back the other way. Bracey with a jump stop, and off the backboard it goes down.
Just back and forth chaos there. A lot of action, not a lot of substance. How about that on the last couple of possessions? But then Marion's able to slow things down a little bit with the basket.
Mishawaka's got to get something going offensively. Down 24 to 12, a minute 42 to go in the first half. Latrell Franklin bounces it out to Johnson. Donovan Snyder wants a three from the left. Ring the bell. Donovan Snyder, his first of the night, and it's 24-15.
Yeah, 5 points for Donovan Snyder. And somebody's got to wake this team up and get them going, because Trent Johnson still held scoreless here in the first half.
Sullivan with a basketball. Snyder now with 5 points, named first team AP All-State football earlier this week, the all-purpose player on the offensive side.
He was all-purpose.
That he was.
That's actually an apt position for him.
That is. Left baseline, air ball, jump shot. Bracey on the weak side with the rebound. Still fighting to get inside with a left hand. Lays it up, and it crawls through. Jerry Bracey with 10 first-half points, and the lead is 11 for Marion with 47 seconds to play in the half. Snyder left. Franklin decides on a three. It was an air ball. Boggs had the rebound, had it blocked. Johnson puts it up. Catches the rim four times and falls down.
There we go. Finally, Trent Johnson gets on the board. And hopefully that lights a fire in the young caveman so that he can get a couple more points here.
Trent Johnson has been in double figures in every game this season. That's his first bucket of the first half. 20 seconds to play in the half. Mishawaka down by 9. Bracey with it. Bracey guarded by Latrell Franklin. Spins off him. Outside Sullivan. Cues a three. It's strong, and Alex Boggs goes up and rips the rebound out of there. Long outlet, up court, punched out of bounds. Who's going to have it? Mishawaka with 5.6 seconds to play in the half.
That was a good play, actually, by Sullivan, able to tip that ball out, because if he doesn't, I think Franklin has a pretty easy layup there in transition.
Raheem Brayton will inbound. 5.6 seconds left in the half. Out to Donovan Snyder. Deep on the left wing. Johnson wants a three. It won't go, but the follow is good by Alex Boggs on the weak side.
Yeah, nice play by Boggs. Everybody figured that was the last shot of the ball game, but oh no, no. Alex Boggs with a nice little rebound and a layup there to end it right at the horn.
Good finish by Mishawaka. For as bad as things went for quite a few stretches there, Vince, they're still within 7 points here at halftime.
Well, and with that basket, they were able to tie Marion in the second quarter, each team with 12. And to keep the deficit at 7 after the way things were going, that's a huge win for Mishawaka. Hopefully they can keep that momentum going into the second half.
Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show begins now. Mishawaka Education Foundation, granting a better future. Mishawaka trails Marion 26-19 here at halftime on Organ Donation Night at the Cave. A great environment as the pep band fires things up with Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers. We'll be back in a little bit with the RBI's Unlimited halftime stats. First, though, we'll take a break. Matt Embry will have the U.S. Sign Crafters Scoreboard Show. The Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show is here on 96.1 WSBT and the Mishawaka Network. start of the second half means the start of the Kyle's Auto Repair third quarter. Kyle's Auto Repair reminding you to have your car's oil changed every 3 months for 3,000 miles of Kyle's. Lincoln Way East in Mishawaka. With Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers back at the Cave, 26-19. Marion leads Mishawaka. It'll be Latrell Franklin, Raheem Brayton, Trent Johnson, Alex Bonds, Donovan Snyder for Mishawaka. Sullivan, Bauman, Minting, Kakalia, and Bracey for Marion. Mishawaka has the ball first. They ended on a nice little spurt to close the half. And as Vince mentioned going into half, it was 12-12 in the second quarter.
Yep.
After Mishawaka trailed by 7 at the end of 1. Trent Johnson drives on the right. Stops and passes outside to Brayton. They play catch with it as the Cavemen working around the perimeter. Johnson coming over with Latrell Franklin holding it up high on the left wing. Snyder dribbles off to the right wing to Franklin and Snyder once again, guarded by Sullivan. Franklin moving to the left, backing up over there. Well, the right, Brayton. Now Trent Johnson as Mishawaka tries its own weave around the perimeter. Brayton holds it up high. Trent Johnson gets a screen from Boggs. Collision. Bauman. Blocking foul will be called on the Marion senior.
Yeah, that's a good call. He just kind of jumped out and got in the way of Brayton. So that's a good call there by the official.
So 45 seconds Mishawaka has used on this possession. Where do you stand on the whole high school shot clock issue?
I like offense, obviously. And, I mean, that would certainly promote more offense. I wouldn't mind it. I really wouldn't.
Okay. Why am I not surprised? We disagree on more and more as we get older. Yeah, have you ever noticed that?
I get curmudging.
Latrell Franklin drives and lays it in. He has 6 points now. Mishawaka within 5 out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knights back at the other end on the baseline.
So you're not a fan. You don't want the shot clock. You want the purity of it, huh?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I also think, I mean, you've worked in high school athletics, the budgets,
well,
I think, you know,
yeah.
You've got to buy clocks, you've got to have people to operate the clocks.
That is a very, very good point because yeah, I'm thinking in a perfect world, like everybody's got shot clocks already.
Yeah.
And there's only one gym I can think of that I've been in on a consistent basis, and that's the Hathaway Shack at Adams that actually has a shot clock option.
Do they really? I never even noticed
that. I don't even know why they do.
Yeah.
But they do have that option. But nobody else does.
Trent Johnson going for a steal and gets it. Mishawaka had numbers. Johnson had it stripped out of his hands and out of bounds. Was he trying to pass that?
He kind of did a little jump stop in the lane. I thought maybe he was going to try to pass it underneath. It just lost control completely, and luckily it went off of a Marion defender.
26-21, 6:24 to play in the Kyle's Auto Repair third. Mishawaka down 5, looking to inbound. High pass over to Donovan Snyder. Now Latrell Franklin and Trent Johnson with it. Over to Snyder again. Thought about a 3. Now takes a 3. It is an air ball as it bounces out of bounds.
Ouch. And not a bad look. He got his defender up off of his feet and was able to sidestep him and had a decent look at 3. With what a decent shooter that Snyder is. I'm surprised he airballed it as badly as he did.
He's their best 3-point shooter, 36%. He's had a team-high 13 of them this season. Actually, not a team high. The second most to Trent Johnson's 18. Latrell Franklin going for a steal. Knocks it out of bounds as he pounds the ball in his hand in front of the Marion bench.
That's good defense. He's upset he couldn't control it.
And a timeout taken by Marion. Comes with 5:54 to play in the Kyle's Auto Repair third quarter. With Mishawaka trailing Marion 26-21, this is a 30-second timeout. Back after this on WSBT. Marion to inbound in front of its own bench. Moving right to left here in the Kyle's Auto Repair third quarter. 5:50 to play in the quarter. Marion with a 5-point lead. Bauman on the left wing. Franklin picks him up. Over to the right. Bracey to Minting, who puts up a 3. The shot is short. Trent Johnson with the rebound. Johnson, left wing, decides on a 3 on the run, and he rings it up.
And that's where Trent Johnson is at his best. In transition, pull up 3. Really, really good job.
It's just a 2-point game. 26-24, Marion leads. Bracey with a basketball. Out to Bauman on the left wing. Gets a screen from Kakalia as Marion moves it around the perimeter. Sullivan drives inside. Loose ball and a blocking foul is going to be called on Donovan Snyder, I believe.
I believe you are accurate.
He's the one who gets up off the bottom of the pileup.
Yeah, and that's going to be, let's see, that's the second on Snyder.
Snyder and Johnson with Mishawaka's lone three-pointers of the night. 5:05 to play in the Calzada Repair third. 26-24. Marion leads, looking to inbound. Bracey chucks it into backcourt as Bauman backtracks to get it. Latrell Franklin guards him. Bauman with a forearm out there. Johnson going for a steal, and he's going to be called for a foul, trying to get it away from Bracey.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they almost could have called an offensive foul there earlier on Bauman because, that forearm went all the way, fully extended when he stopped his sprint into the forecourt. He's going to have to be careful with that.
Marion on top, 26-24, 4:55 remaining in the Calzada Repair third. Crossover Bracey gets in the lane, puts it up from the right side, won't go, crashes for his own rebound, and follows it up with a bucket.
Yeah, it was a nice job of just following his own shot. It was nicely defended the first time, but nobody put a body on him. He was able to get his own rebound.
Bracey leads all scorers with 12. The lead is 4, and now Bracey with a steal. Donovan Snyder trying to get back there. Bracey lays it in with a left hand, though. Just like that, Marion back on top by 6.
Smart of Donovan Snyder not to get too physical there on that layup, too. At that point, you just concede it. You don't need to pick up your third foul.
Trent Johnson stops his dribble, passes off. Raheem Brayton stops his dribble, up fake, back to Johnson. Out on the left wing to Donovan Snyder. High pass back to the right. Johnson, 3. Strong off the back iron. Sullivan is there for the rebound. Deglin Sullivan pushing it up, dribbles it off his foot. Manages to keep it, but called for a double dribble.
That was great. So, obviously, Sullivan's a freshman, and he's gonna react, because that's what freshmen do. And he reacted to the double dribble call. He looks over at Coach Berger, and Coach Berger was like, yeah, you double dribble.
Yeah, doofus.
It was fantastic.
30-24. The lead is 6 for the Knights. Caleb Williams will check in. Well, he just did check in. Didn't see him sneak in there. I was looking the other way.
He's quick.
3:45 to play in the Calzada Repair third, and Alex Boggs called for traveling.
Yeah, just took a step before he put the ball on the ground, and it's going to be traveling every time.
Nick Hoopengarner now to the scorer's table. And Boggs comes out. The lead is 6 for the Knights. Look like they'll slow it down a little bit as Bracey walks up court. Off to the left, now to the right. Outside he leaves it for Kyrell Franklin, and Caleb Williams blocks Franklin as he tries to get to the rim and then helps up his teammate Donovan Snyder, who had gone to the floor.
Yeah, a lot of contact there, no call there. I kind of like the no call, though, Sean.
I think so, too.
Let the guys play a little bit. I mean, there's going to be some contact. I mean, this is a rivalry game. Let them play.
Bracey comes down, and he'll go up and in. Jerry Bracey with 16.
Yeah, Jerry Bracey's just so dangerous around the rim. He has such good control of his body when he's down around the rim. It's just so impressive.
32-24 now. Mishawaka had it to within 2, but trails by 8 again. Caleb Williams in the right corner, holding it up high. Trent Johnson, bounce pass over left wing. Up fake by Snyder, thought about a 3. Goes in the lane to Brayton, loose ball. Brayton steals it after he had given it up, and he lays it in.
Nice job by Brayton to stay with the basketball and able to get the steal in the basket.
Bracey had taken it away and then was trying to pass it off to Bauman. Brayton stole it right back and got the layup, and a timeout is taken by Mishawaka. 2:51 to play in the Calzada Repair third. Just a quick 30-second timeout with Mishawaka down by 6. You want to, now we'll just keep it here.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, obviously since they're playing Marion, and we were just talking about how good Jerry Bracey is around the rim, Can you imagine the combination of Jerry Bracy and Jaden Ivey?
I was thinking the same thing just a second ago.
Yeah, if he would have stayed, and obviously he went, and he's at La Lemire, I believe. Is that accurate? And he's committed to Purdue. Obviously a great player. If he would have stayed on this Marion team, just how dynamic they would be.
Yeah, I mean, they're already a really good team, but you add Jaden Ivey, and Ron Hicklinski said it in our pregame interview, they're the number one team in the state. I mean, they're definitely competing for a state championship with Ivey, and they well could end up competing for one anyway, just the way they look in 3A.
Oh, no, they're a very solid team, and Coach Berger's done a good job of really using his bench and bringing some guys along that really didn't get a lot of playing time last year. But, man, you just sit back, and I'm sure in his quiet hours, Coach Berger just wonders what it could have been like.
Marion with a basketball, leading Mishawaka by 6. 2.5 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Second game of our doubleheader here tonight. Bracy, little shake and bake, into the lane. Stops down low, puts it up. This one won't go. Brayton has the rebound. Brayton looking up court with the left hand all the way. Bounces it down. Hoopengarner gets fouled going up.
That's good. Taking it to the rack, getting a little bit of contact, able to get to the line. And we all know Hoopengarner's a very solid free throw shooter. So this is a chance for Mishawaka to crawl back into this game.
Hoopengarner, a 73% free throw shooter. He's 17 out of 23. He missed both of his opportunities at the line last night. Dribbles, bends the knees, a long look, and he knocks this one down. Hoopengarner with 3 points now tonight. He's averaging 6.8 a game, 2:12 to play in the Calzada Repair third. Stares down the rim once again and again. Knocks it home. A 4 point deficit now for Mishawaka with 2:08 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Bracy with it. Jerry Bracy guarded by Trent Johnson. Deglin Sullivan. Sullivan with his left hand switches to his right. Back to Bracy once again. Bracy looks inside. Spinning on Johnson. Passes back outside to Bauman. Minute 45 to play in the third quarter. Bracy penetrates. Kicks it outside Sullivan. Now Franklin. Now Sullivan floats it up there through the lane and the teardrop falls through.
Yeah, it was a nice play by the freshman there to get the ball and drive the lane up and over everybody with the teardrop shot.
34-28. Marion's lead is 6 with a minute 24 to play in the Calzada Repair third. Trent Johnson on the left out to Caleb Williams. Williams, who had a career-high 17 last night. Quiet tonight. Has not scored. He's averaging 8 a game. Donovan Snyder inbounds. A minute 15 to play now in the Calzada Repair third. 34-28 Marion. Caleb Williams bounces it to Trent Johnson toward the corner. Back to Williams. Now Raheem Brayton dumps it down low. Trent Johnson with the layup.
That great look by Brayton underneath. The entire defense collapsed on Brayton, leaving Johnson wide open underneath the basket.
That's how you break down a defense right there.
No doubt about it.
Spin inside, Bracy off the back iron. Loose ball taken as they tie it up. Bracy and Brayton jump ball, and it'll stay with the Knights with 46.1 to play in the third.
And Mishawaka's starting to get the memo that they better stop number 5 in blue. Bracy is the scorer for Marion tonight. He's got 16 points, and he's doing it all around the rim, so you want to make sure that you collapse on him and make somebody else beat you.
Takalia sits down. Menting is in. Mitchell Menting, who averages 4.7 a game, hit that 3 at the end of the first quarter. Long inbound, loose ball. Not loose anymore. Hoopengarner's got it, and he gets fouled going up.
Nice little turn of events there for Mishawaka, and it all started because Hoopengarner didn't stop on the play. That ball got knocked into backcourt. He could have just let it go, let Marion recover, come back to the half court, but he didn't stop, and then Brayton was right behind him as well, able to get the loose ball and go up for some free throws now.
First foul on Kyrell Franklin. As Hoopengarner bounces it on the rim but drops it through, hits another free throw to make it a 3-point game. Brayton gets a breather. Raquel Kynes comes in.
That's a second foul on Franklin, by the way.
Is it?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
I must not have written down his first one earlier. Thank you, sir. It's not up there on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they've got it on the wing, though.
Yep. Missed free throw. Johnson, though, with the offensive rebound. Hoopengarner goes one of two. It's a three-point game with 32 seconds to play, and the Cows out of repair third. Right baseline, Hoopengarner, 17 feet out, knocks it down. It's a one-point game, and Mishawaka causes another turnover and a chance for a lead with 23.1 seconds to play in the third.
That was a nice job by Hoopengarner. He is underestimated by a lot of people for his catch-and-shoot ability along the baseline. He's money from that, from about 17 feet in.
Johnson inbound, deflected, and Bauman steals it right back. They pass it in through traffic. 14 seconds to play in the Calzada repair third. Marion leads by a point. Under 10 to play in the third now. Bracey out on the left, brings it on the wing, extending his arm to get away from Caleb Williams. Bauman in the left corner. Three doesn't go, and that'll be the end of the Calzada repair third. And Mishawaka trailed by seven at halftime. They find themselves down by one going to the fourth quarter. 34-33. Back with the fourth quarter after this on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Marion leads Mishawaka 34-33. At the start of the fourth quarter with Vince D'Addario, Sean Steyers back at a raucous cave. An entertaining third quarter. Mishawaka outscored the Knights 14-8 to pull within one.
And they got the ball coming out of the fourth quarter, or going into the fourth quarter, excuse me. So a chance to potentially take their first lead of the game. I believe it would be their first, right? I don't think they had the lead
right
at the beginning.
A lob down the baseline. Brayton to Johnson for the layup. The backdoor cut, and Mishawaka leads 35-34.
That was nice. And I just don't understand how Marion forgot about Trent Johnson. That's twice now that he's been wide open going, cutting down the lane.
35-34. For a steal and gets it. Brayton up to Hoopengarner. Hoopengarner dribbles once, puts it up off the glass. Won't go in. Bracey takes the rebound for the Knights. Bracey goes behind his back. Racing up court, spins inside, left hand. The layup won't go, but he draws a foul.
Man, I tell you what, all five white jerseys were around Bracey on that one. And if he would have put that down, I would have been very impressed.
Foul will be on Nick Hoopengarner. That's his first. It'll send Jerry Bracey to the line to shoot a pair. He hasn't attempted a free throw tonight. He has 16 points, though. To lead all scores, the first one up and it rims down. That ties the score at 35. That is the second tie of the game, the first tie since it was 2-2. And Bracey hits the second of the free throws. 36-35, Marion goes back on top. Errant pass by Brayton. Donovan Snyder trying to keep it. Loose ball finally taken by Bauman. And Marion now minting with a basketball. Outside to Bracey, holding it with his left hand. Settling his team down. 36-35. Marion on top of Mishawaka. Just over a minute gone in the fourth quarter. Bracey outside to minting, and now Bauman with it. He backs out and stands on the block. M. There's a steal. Trent Johnson in front of Kyrell Franklin lays it in.
Good body control there by Trent Johnson around the basket. Two Marion Knights went up to try to defend that, and he was still able to score the basketball.
Trent Johnson had 2 points at halftime. He has 9 points so far here in the second half. 11 for the game. Mishawaka leads 37-36. Block shot. Inside, saved by Marion. Bauman will bring it out. Now Bracey coming down the baseline. Cuts underneath the basket. The reverse layup good. Marion leads as Bracey has 20 points. 38-37. The Knights go back on top as they trade leads.
Yeah, you can't let Bracey get that close to the basket because he's going to score the basketball almost every single time.
Quick 30-second timeout with Marion on top by one on WSBT. 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Mishawaka inbounds. Here comes Trent Johnson. Bounces it down left baseline to Hoopengarner. Back outside Johnson. Johnson will back it out as he probes a little bit. Under six to play in the fourth quarter. A back and forth game. It was tied at 35. Mishawaka's had a lead a couple of different times. Brayton goes up in the air. Hoopengarner tries to save it. It goes out of bounds, and Ron Hicklinski telling Nick Hoopengarner, grab that ball. Don't try to tap it to somebody, which is what he was trying to do there.
Well, and Brayton got caught because he was going to go up for the shot, realized it was going to be defended. And, you know, stinks when you get caught in midair because then you got to figure out something to do with the basketball.
Yep. 5:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. Marion leads by one, has the basketball. Bauman cutting across the top of the key. Bracey spins inside, dishes low. Bauman, right corner, three is good.
Tell you what, that was really, really good ball movement by Marion.
Bauman's second three of the night. Ron Hicklinski calls a timeout with 5:19 to play in the fourth. Marion leads by four. This is a full timeout, so we'll be back in 1 minute on WSBT. To 37, Marion leads Mishawaka with 5:19 to play here in the fourth quarter. A three-pointer by Michael Bauman, his second three of the night. Extended the lead from 1-4. Trent Johnson inbounds, gives it to Brayton, gets it right back. Now Brayton, after giving it up to Donovan Snyder, high pass back to Snyder on the left. Snyder, Hoopengarner, and back out to Brayton. Once again, Mishawaka's offense coming alive here in the second half. Trent Johnson, the igniter, top of the key, right wing, Donovan Snyder, three, draws the foul.
Wow.
It missed. He draws the foul on Bauman, and it'll send Donovan Snyder to the line. Snyder does not get to the line much. I think it's probably because most of his shots are out there on the perimeter. He's just 1-for-4 at the line, but he'll get three here with 4:58 to play.
Which, honestly, with the type of football player that Donovan Snyder is, you'd think that he would be in the lane a little bit more,
yeah,
kind of slashing and taking some contact.
He makes the first free throw. Two more coming. What do you think, foul or flop?
I don't think he got touched.
He hits the second. Doesn't matter at this point, but I'm just curious what you thought. Bauman was flying at
right,
him, and I think that as much as anything.
And on top of it was a catch-and-shoot situation.
Yeah.
So he wasn't going straight up. He was kind of moving to the side as well. And so I think those two things combined, and then he went down. They call the foul.
Donovan Snyder sinks all three free throws, and now it's a one-point game again, 41-40. Marion with a basketball. He was 1-for-4 at the free throw line coming in. He made all three in that trip. Bracey on the left wing, guarded by Johnson. Outside he goes to Deglin Sullivan, the freshman. Now Bauman as they run the weave outside. Sullivan cutting back to his right between the circles. Sullivan guarded by Brayton. Gives it off Kakalia. He comes from left to right. Bauman with a basketball down low. Franklin out to the left corner to Sullivan, and he'll hit the three.
Yeah, and if Marion keeps hitting those threes like that, it's going to be tough because they're so quick with their ball movement. They've been able to find in two straight possessions, they've been able to find a wide-open three-point man.
Yeah, they've sped Mishawaka up, and now a steal. Kakalia now, loose ball. Johnson gets it back. Johnson drives down, and an offensive foul is coming on Johnson with Bauman standing down there waiting for him.
That's tough right there. I don't know that I see the offensive foul there, but it's going to go against Johnson regardless.
Second on the Mishawaka junior. Ron Hicklinski is going to get his pound of flesh as he keeps on barking. Mr. Schnellenberger from LaPorte, he's a former high school football coach at LaPorte. He's been around a while. He knows how to take it. Long outlet and a left-hand layup good by Jerry Bracey. Now it's a six-point Marion lead. Mishawaka just got it down to one. A three-pointer and a driving layup, and all of a sudden it's back up to six again. Mishawaka has to respond. Franklin drives right baseline, dishes off. Hoopengarner draws another foul. Just misses it, skimmed off the rim.
Well, and that's what you want right there, and that's going to be Kakalia's third foul. But you want Hooper Garner at the line. I mean, the kid can shoot. The kid's not afraid to take it to the hole. And so that's not a bad way to have your offense go with the last 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
He was 3 out of 4 before this trip to the line. He hits the first and now has 8 points. Most he's had in a while. Had just 4 points to go with 4 rebounds last night. The win over South Bend Career Academy. Next one up. Spins the nylon. Hoopengarner with 9. Loose ball down on the floor. Bracey falling down right in front of Ron Heklinski. Calls timeout after picking up the loose ball. Marion leads 46-42, 3:34 to play here in the fourth. It's a full timeout, so we're back in 1 minute on WSBT. 46-42, Marion leads Mishawaka. 3:34 to play here in the fourth quarter. Two ties in this game, 2-35. We've had several lead changes here late in the game.
Yeah, pretty much all in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah. Kakalia, who picked up his third foul for Marion, inbounds. Sullivan dribbling up court. Cuts across to his left and passes out to Bracey, who has a game-high 22 points.
Woo.
Sullivan over on the left to Bauman. Bauman weaves back to the right and out to Bracey. Standing back near midcourt, Raheem Brayton backs off a little bit. 3:05 remaining now. As Marion slows things down and uses some clock. Devlin Sullivan. Sullivan dribbled it off his foot for
wow.
a second.
The ball went to the ground. He picked it back up. That's a double dribble, Sean.
Yeah, I think you're right. Kakalia weaves off to the right. Bauman back to the left. Stops his dribble near midcourt. To Kakalia, and Hoopengarner goes up to swat that right back out of bounds.
That's so close. And Marion saw Franklin down low a little too late because he was wide open because, you know, Mishawaka had extended their man-to-man out a little bit too far trying to get that loose ball. And lucky for the Cavemen, it went out of bounds.
Bauman looking for somebody. Finds Bracey in backcourt. 2:38 now remaining. Marion leads by 4. Bracey, crossover, gets by Johnson. Hops inside and lays it in with a left hand.
And he's just too good around the rim. I mean, he can go up and over anybody that's on the court. And he displayed that right there.
48-42, 2:20 now remaining. Mishawaka down by 6. Raheem Brayton. Rob Berger talking to his team. Trying to get the hands up defensively. Johnson. Snyder thought about a deep three from the right. Would have been, what, from about 22, 23 feet away, I think.
Yeah.
Under 2 to play. Mishawaka down by 6, taking its time offensively. Snyder left wing. Up fake. Trent Johnson. Johnson with 11 points. 9 here in the second half. Nearly an errant pass back to Snyder. 1:40 now remaining. Franklin bringing it out. Mishawaka's got to get some scoring going. It's at least a 2-possession game. Up fake. Snyder now takes a 3 and rings the bell. Donovan Snyder with his second 3 of the night.
Once again, he gets the defender off his feet. Little sidestep right to the wing. Bang. 3-pointer, Mishawaka.
Snyder with a season-high 11 points, and it's a 3-point game again. Here comes Bracey through the lane. The layup won't go, and Hoopengarner has the Mishawaka rebound. 1:05 remaining, and Trent Johnson with a basketball, and Ron Heklinski wants a timeout.
Yeah, and a good timeout there because, obviously, emotions are high right now, and you want to make sure you settle your team down because this is a 1-possession game, and every possession counts right now.
48-45, 1:05 remaining here in regulation. We will take a full 1 minute timeout on WSBT. 1:05 remaining in the fourth quarter at the Cave. Mishawaka has the basketball, trailing rival Marion 48-45. Donovan Snyder, far side of the floor, will do the inbounding. Raheem Brayton in backcourt will take it. Brayton comes up, exactly 1 minute to play. Raheem Brayton on the left wing. Donovan Snyder. Snyder backs it out. Snyder will drive down to the right corner. Snyder through a double team. Top of the key. Hoop and Garner. Three-pointer. Ring it up. Ring it up. We're tied at 48.
What a big, big shot by the big man for Mishawaka. Top of the key. Everybody collapse on Snyder. Cools the other side of the pillow, Sean.
Nick Hoopengarner, true from the top of the key, a 48-all ball game, and there's 23 seconds left in regulation. Deglin Sullivan gives it off to Bracey. Bracey working off to the right side, and Bracey, Hoopengarner nearly had a steal. Bracey into traffic. 7 seconds left, and a timeout is taken by Marion. All the Marion JV players standing behind the bench like they can't see if they don't stand up. 7.1 seconds to play. 48-48 is the score. We've got a timeout taken. It is false. We'll back in 1 minute on WSBT. 7.1 seconds left here in regulation. Mishawaka and Marion tied at 48. Marion inbounds down to the baseline. Kyrell Franklin kicks it down from the left. Bauman's three at the buzzer is good. Michael Bauman hits his third three-pointer. It beats the buzzer, and Marion wins 51-48.
Wow. Hey, that was a clutch shot by Bauman. Everybody collapsed on Bracey to make sure he wasn't the guy to win that game for him. And 23 in blue said, don't worry, I got this. I got it, and he hits a three.
My goodness. They moved it around, and I'm kind of speechless after seeing it. I think you described it perfectly, Vince. Bauman with the three, his third of the night after Mishawaka had battled back. They were down by six. Big three-pointers by Donovan Snyder and Nick Hoopengarner to tie the game up at 48. And then Bauman for Marion with a three at the buzzer as Marion walks out of the cave with a 51-48 victory.
Well, and you know, defensively, you take a gamble there. You know, you're like, okay, who do we not want to beat us? And you don't want Bracey to beat you. And so you collapse on him, and if somebody else beats you, that's a chance that you take.
And I don't know what's going on with Bracey right now, but he is down on his hands and knees being attended to by the Marion training staff.
Well, one of the coaches pointed to his nose. I think he got bopped in the nose when he tried to drive. Because, again, all the defense collapsed on Bracey.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, that's very true. So Marion wins 51-48. We'll take a timeout. Back with our RBIs Unlimited post-game stats. Matt Embry will have the U.S. Signcrafter scoreboard show coming up later. A great high school basketball game here at the Cave, but unfortunately it is Marion that comes away victorious, and it leaves Ron Heklinski still one win away from career victory number 400. And I was saying to you during one of the breaks, Vince, wouldn't it have been cool if it could have been tonight? It's not going to happen, but just the way this game was played, if it could have ended up being Mishawaka to give him that number 400.
Well, and to be on the Oregon donation night, and I mean, that would have been a huge game no matter what, and it ended up being a really, really good game, so to get your 400th that way would have been awesome, but it's not to be. And you know, he's got plenty of opportunities still this season to get it, and either way it'll still be special for him.
My goodness, there's a lot of blood down there on the floor where Bracey was, and he obviously did get a hard shot to the nose, and they are coming out to clean that up right now with Dean Hubbard, Mishawaka Athletic Director, standing over it to make sure that
put some gloves on,
nobody
Dean
steps in it. Let's take a timeout and then back with our RBI's Unlimited post-game stats. 51-48, Marion over Mishawaka on WSBT.
Welcome to the Mishawaka Cavemen post-game show on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
51-48, Marion over Mishawaka as Michael Bauman sinks a three-pointer to end the game. Last shot of the game. It was tied at 48, the third tie of the game as Marion comes away victorious 51-48. Our stats presented by RBI's Unlimited. Vince, do us the honors.
Both teams shot very, very well. We talked about this in the break as well. Even in a losing effort, this is by far the best game that we've seen Mishawaka play
Absolutely.
All season. I mean, and it's not close. Right? And it wasn't dominated by any one guy offensively for Mishawaka. It was a good team game for them.
And we should say, we haven't seen every game, but Marion is the best team we've seen them play as well.
Absolutely.
And Mishawaka raised its play tonight.
They did. They totally did, which is very impressive and a good sign for moving forward for what Mishawaka wants to do. But here, let's talk about some stats. Both teams, again, shot the ball very, very well. Marion shot 61%, 22 of 36, while Mishawaka was 53% tonight, 16 of 30. Both teams shot 10 threes. Mishawaka hit 4, Marion hit 5. So that one right there put him over the top. Free throws, Mishawaka, 12 of 14 from the free throw line. That's 86%. Kept him in the game the whole time. Marion, 67% from the free throw line, but they only shot 3 of them, hit 2. Points in the paint, Marion dominated 34 to 20. Second chance points were even at 8 on the night. Individual scoring first for Marion. A game high, a team high, no matter how you slice it, it was a high. For Jerry Bracey, I mean, he was just on fire tonight. Took 15 shots, hit 11 of them, was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. 22 points in the paint, so he had 24 tonight. Deglan Sullivan, 4 of 7, he had 9 points tonight. Baldwin, 3 of 5, all of them were 3s, he had 9. Menting was 2 of 3 from the field tonight, he had 5. And rounding out the scoring for Marion was Franklin, and he had 4 points tonight. For Mishawaka, leading scorer for Mishawaka, and this might be the first time that Trent Johnson wasn't the leading scorer, at least in games that I have done. Nick Hoopengarner led the scoring. 12 points tonight for Nick. 3 of 4 from the field. 1 of 1 from 3, which was huge. Tied the game there at the end. 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Only 2 of his points were from the paint, Sean, which I'm sure not everybody expected.
No.
Trent Johnson ended up with 11 points tonight. 5 of 10 from the field. 1 of 4 from 3. 8 of his points were from the paint. Donovan Snyder, 3 of 6. From the field, 2 of 4 from 3, hit all 3 of his free throws on that foul, so he had 11 points tonight. Latrell Franklin, 2 of 3 from the field, missed his only 3, hit 2 out of 3 free throws, he had 6 points tonight. Alex Boggs had 4 points, he was 2 of 3 from the field. Rashawn Brayton was 1 of 2 from the field, he had 2 points, and rounding out the scoring for Mishawaka was Maddox Yohi, who we didn't see the entire second half, by the
That's
way.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, the young freshman missed his only shot, but he hit both of his free throws, so he had 2 points on the night.
And this is one of the few times where his inexperience just really
it did
showed. I mean, he's a freshman.
Right.
You know, he's most freshmen are playing junior varsity right now.
Or freshman ball,
yeah,
for that matter.
Excuse me, that's exactly right. And again, Marion is the best team that we've seen so far this year. Most athletic team, one of the longest overall teams. They just gave him some problems. I mean, it's not, you know, he'll figure it out. He's
sure.
still a good basketball player. It was
absolutely.
Just one of those nights.
They just took advantage of the fact that he was a freshman and he's prone to make some mental mistakes and things like that, as all freshmen are. And Sullivan, for Marion, played very, very well as a freshman, but he made some mistakes too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to see that. And it just, I don't want to say the moment was too big for him, but this is a huge game. And you're going to have to rely on your seniors. And Donovan Snyder didn't get the start tonight, but he got the finish. And he played an excellent game.
Yeah, he did. Snyder with a season-high 11, and Hoopengarner with a season-high 12, and then Trent Johnson with 11, which is just one more than his season low that he had last night. And, I mean, it was just, you know, I think the thing they've got to do now is figure out how they can bottle what they got
yes.
tonight and go forward. Because it still wasn't a perfect night, but they came right down to the wire. They figured some things out as they went along. They found out that it doesn't all have to be Trent Johnson, but you can still use a lot of Trent Johnson. But I think that's been one of the biggest things for them all season, is figuring out who's going to be that number two guy. Can they have a consistent number two, or can one of the other guys at least be a consistent number two, even if they take turns, and they got some of that tonight.
Yeah, and I think, you know, your leading candidates right now are Nick Hoopengarner and Donovan Snyder. I mean, those are the two guys you're going to have to lean on. I think Nick can bring a lot to what you want to do offensively. He's solid from the free throw line. And then Donovan Snyder is just that senior presence. Obviously, he's a captain on the football team. He's going to bring that leadership to the floor. So those are the two guys that I would look for. But you never know. I mean, it could be a different guy every night. And like you said, Trent Johnson didn't have the best game offensively tonight, but he didn't have a bad game.
Right.
And he allowed six other guys to score for Mishawaka. So, you know, a lot going on for Mishawaka. I think they're still trying to figure some things out. But like you said, if they play the way they did tonight, there's a lot of teams in this conference that they can beat.
No, absolutely right. Absolutely right. 51-48, Marion over Mishawaka. The Cavemen fall to 5-5, 1-3 in the NIC. Marion improves to 6-2 and 3-1 in the Northern Indiana Conference. Mishawaka's next game is at Jimtown next Thursday. We will not be there for that game. It's going to be a couple of weeks before we have
2 weeks
our
from
next
tonight?
Broadcast.
2 weeks from
and
tonight.
And who is that? Do you have that right there?
I will have it in literally seconds, Sean. Let's see. They've got Jimtown, and then we will be at home on the 4th against South Bend Clay.
All right. So Clay 2 weeks from tonight will be our next broadcast. So we've got a little bit of time out after our busiest week
yeah.
of the season.
No kidding. No kidding.
51-48, the final. Marion over Mishawaka for Vince D'Addario. I'm Sean Stiers. Matt Embry will take you the rest of the way. He's got the U.S. Sign Crafters Scoreboard Show coming up. You've been listening to Mishawaka Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
All right, Sean and Vince, thank you very much. A heartbreaking loss for Mishawaka tonight as Michael Bothman's three-pointer at the buzzer gets Marion a 51-48 victory over the Cavemen tonight. And for those of you just joining us earlier tonight, Mishawaka girls basketball also lost to Marion 63-26. This is the U.S. Sign Crafters Scoreboard Show, whether it's commercial signs, freestanding pylon signs, dimensional architectural signage, illuminated signs, and more. Contact U.S. Sign Crafters today to see how they can make a great first impression for your company or organization. The number, 574-674-5055. That's 574-674-5055 for U.S. Sign Crafters. All these games have gone final in NIC or Northern Lakes Conference play. Northwood a winner tonight over Wamasee, 54-38. It was Plymouth over Memorial tonight, 53-50 on a last-second shot, similar to what happened tonight at the Cave. Goshen, easy win over Concord, 60-33. John Glenn eliminates Triton, 59-38. South Bend St. Joe, a dominating performance at home over Jimtown, 68-49. And Northridge, a winner over Warsaw tonight, 59-55. Still in progress, fourth quarter, Elkhart Central trails Riley 39-30. At the Hathaway Shack, it is all Adams leading Penn 62-35. So it looks like Adams will go 5-0 in league play in the NIC after tonight. And just underway in the fourth quarter at Great Western Forum, Washington is in control over New Prairie by a count of 35-24. Well, it came down to the wire in the action tonight at the Cave, but in the end, the 400 career victory for Ron Heck-Galinsky will have to wait another day, and here's how it was called by the voice of the Cavemen, Sean Stiers.
And Marion tied at 48. Marion inbounds down to the baseline. Kyrell Franklin kicks it down from the left. Bauman's three at the buzzer is good. Michael Bauman hits his third three-pointer. It beats the buzzer, and Marion wins 51-48.
Sean Stiers, Vince D'Addario with the call as heartbreak for the Cavemen as they fall to Marion in the Princess City shootout tonight, 51-48, which means Ron Heck-Galinsky stays at 399 career victories.